Chapter 37. Christ Cometh on the Clouds. The sky seemed to open as the dark clouds rolled away to make room for the sun that hadn't shined in days. The light radiated in the gap to lay its rays upon a white horse galloping across the large rainbow in the sky. The man who rode the stallion was called Faithful and True by his subordinates. They saw him as a righteous leader who came to cast judgment and make war on the sinners of the earth. From the perspective of Christ's legions, the people defiled not only their sacred DNA, but they also desecrated the blessed planet. Yodova couldn't allow such impertinent vermin to continue to breathe. Additionally, he had to destroy the undead pestilence that didn't draw breath. The zombies Sophia created threatened to destroy humanity. The wars and nuclear bombs and the emergence of great energy weapons threatened to destroy the Earth. Yodova had to prevent this, even at the expense of obliterating of 99.99% of humanity. His eyes were like the flames of fire, full fury, free of fear. They pierced the depth of every soul. To gaze deeply upon them was to stare into 1,000 suns. He wore several spinning crowns that levitated on his head, and they glowed like the sunshine. One crown, spectacled with precious stones not of the earth, contained a name only known to himself. Bleached lightning sparked in his long, white, woolly dreadlocks. The Christ robe was dipped in fresh blood, and it stained the majestic white beast he rode upon. The rider on the moonlight stallion donned a banner that read, King of Kings and Lord of Lords, proclaiming absolute authority. His presence was overwhelming to the eyes and to the ears. The sound of his arrival was million sonic booms heard around the world. No one dare slept in his passing. The dead woke in his wake. His armies were clothed in fine linen that shined like the moonlight. The King of Kings legions followed behind him on gallant white horses and flying in the heavens. Some appeared as men, while others as combination of beast and creatures unimaginable in the mind of mere mortals. Those who said they have seen everything but Christ had not seen the event that transpired when the heavens parted that day. Yodova Christ had returned, and he was riding on the clouds. He spoke a single word and brought ruin to several territories of the empire. Walls of great fortresses fell in his presence. His cavalry cut down any survivors without hesitation. They slaughtered with ruthlessness and brutality unseen on the earth. The Christ and his great legions showed as much emotion killing human beings as human exterminators express when disposing of common pest. The Christ had the ambition to rule them with a rod of iron. Fear and extermination were the first steps to his conquest. Yodova would purge the unworthy and acquire those who he saw fit into his army. Yodova agreed to parley with the devil in Jerusalem to talk terms and establish the rules of engagement for the coming battle. Although the city was in shambles, the satanic emperor made arrangements to have an exclusive 5-star restaurant reserved for the meeting. The two adversaries brought supernatural appetites to the dinner table and ate enough food to feed a squad of war fighters. The devil had 6 servings of filet mignon, 6 lobsters, and 6 servings of Marquis Imperial Ocetra caviar. Yodova ordered 7 whole salmons and 7 racks of lamb and 7 loaves of bread. It's been a while, old friend. We ought to do this more often. The devil belched as stretched his hands over his head. Yodova Christ looked down on the devil's lack of manners. We've never been friends, Beelzebub, Yodova told the devil while wiping his great beard. Come now, we go back to ancient times, you and I. You could at least consider me an acquaintance, the devil requested. What would your coveted Bible be without a glorious villain like me? Satan asked before downing a glass of Chianti. The robot waiter brought another bottle. That was the 3rd one, and they were just getting started. The waiter topped off Yodova's glass, and he took a long sip. I find it odd that you've been chilling God knows where for the last, 2,100 years? The Prince of Darkness asked the Christ, Then I manifest on the earth in the flesh for less than 4 years, and you show up pissing plagues and dicking up my 1,000-year reign. The Deville complained to Yoruba as he drank his wine. You ought to change that banner to Hater of Haters, Dick of Dicks. The devil blasphemed to break the ice. Yoruba felt the urge to crush the devil then at the dinner table. But it was written he would vanquish the Antichrist elsewhere. And Yoruba was the type of guy who played by the book. Enough small talk, Mephistopheles, Yoruba said impatiently. I've come to imprison you for the next millennia, obliterate your abominations, and rule the righteous on earth for 1,000 years, Yoruba explained to Satan. And then what? The devil asked, remembering Azrael's inquiry. He ate his steak in two ferocious bites. After the 1,000-year reign? Yoruba asked, cutting his salmon. The devil nodded as he chewed his bloody rare meat. You're going to be released from prison. He rolled his fiery eyes and sighed. And then you're going to try this whole planetary coup d'etat thing again and fail miserably again, he added passively, taunting him. After that, I have no choice but to throw you in the pit of fire to burn for all eternity. Yoruba explained to the devil as he ate his fill of the world's finest fish. 1,000 years after that glorious event, Beelzebub, then I get the title to Earth indefinitely. Yoruba smiled. That's funny, I have similar plans, Satan told the Christ. He spoke with chunks of caviar in his teeth. Spoiler alert, Yoruba told the devil. According to the Bible, it doesn't end well for you, Christ ensured before taking another long sip of wine. They finished another bottle, and the devil raised his hand for a refill. Yoruba gestured for him not to worry as he turned the pitcher of tap water into wine. That's impressive, the devil said as Yoruba refilled his glass. Thank you. To the next millennium, the devil said, raising his glass before partaking. Very good wine, he said with approval. Anyways, omni futurum, the devil spoke in Latin. Really, Satan, it's like 2044 and you're speaking Latin? Yoruba mocked the devil as he finished another entire fish. It was grown in a lab along with the steaks, the caviar, and the lobsters. Everything was machine-made with the help of the devil. Everything must be for all futures. What's your translation and where are you going with this? The Christ inquired as he ate. Everything must be. All futures must be fulfilled for God to be omnipresent, Satan suggested as he chewed the lobster from his golden fork. Yoruba pondered. Everywhere, every when, every why and how. God must be in these places too, he thought aloud. I'm not saying I'm subscribing to your dogma, but humor me for bit, Yoruba requested as he sipped the red wine he made from water. God is so grand that there is more than enough space for alternate realities, the devil suggested. If everything must happen for God to be omnipresent, it means there is a world where I defeat you, if only in the mind of God, the devil insisted. I speak with great conviction that this world is here, the devil said, pointing to the ground. I challenge you for the right to rule this planet for the next millennium. The Antichrist offered, throwing back the wine Yoruba materialized. If you accept, meet me in Armageddon, in the Valley of Megiddo, the devil tempt. Challenge accepted. Yoruba smirked with great confidence as he wiped his mouth with his napkin. I must say this wine is exceptional, the devil complimented as he finished his glass. Yeah, the apocalypse is a really great vintage. Yoruba smiled as he cleared his plate. How are we doing this? Separate checks? Yoruba asked, referring to the bill. Consider it a courtesy of the Empire, the devil said as he pricked his finger on a device that used his blood to pay for the $12 million meal.